to Allison Miller's Boogie Tick Boogie. Thank you. I'm just going to introduce the fabulous musicians right off the bat here. Colorado Springs, Denver, Fort Collins, all those places? He's lived in all those places. Now he lives in New York City. Kirk Kanufke on cornet. Ben Goldberg on clarinet and contra alto. Currently residing in Eugene, Oregon, Todd Sikafoos on bass. Arcata's own Jenny Scheinman on violin. And originally from Chicago, Myra Melford on piano. We're going to start off big and bright. And this is a tune off of our new record, dedicated to caffeine. This is called Hoarding the Pod.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ben Goldberg. And Myra Melford. We're going to continue. That was a song called Pig in a Sidecar. And I'll move on from there. And the next song we're going to play is actually most of the music off of our new record, which is called Otis Was a Polar Bear, was written right after my daughter was born. And I felt very inspired, obviously, very inspired and filled with exhaustion and joy at the same time. So we wrote a lot of music. But this next song we're going to play is the one song that I wrote before she was born. It's still for her, and it's called Lullaby for Cookie. And it's kind of in a moment of panic slash panic of like, oh my gosh, how am I going to be a parent? And and also loving a person so much that I hadn't even met yet, just that kind of joint feeling. And I wrote this song. This is called Lullaby for Cookie. Thank you. you, Lullaby for Cookie. We're going to continue with a song of Myra Melford's called The Kitchen.
Thank you.
you. That was a song off of our very first record, written for Toshi Regan. I've written a couple songs for Toshi. She's a really great, she's just a great person in all ways. But that song was called Big and Lovely, and specifically written after we both had large amounts of steak one night. I wrote that the next morning, steak hangover. Okay, so we're gonna play, we're gonna play the title track to the new record. This is called Otis Was a Polar Bear. My dog, Otis is my dog. That's all I'm gonna say. Otis was a polar bear. He's 12 pounds, by the way. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to introduce these amazing musicians one more time. Actually, I'll probably do it two more times. But this is our last show of 2016, and we've done a lot of touring this year, and unfortunately, we all live in different parts of the country, so I'm going to miss everybody a lot. And I want everybody to move back to New York. Okay? ASAP.
Will you buy us an apartment?
Yes. We can all live in my place. We won't get on each other's nerves at all. It's really been really fun. We made this record, and then I realized, wow, I have six people in my band now. And but I was so into the music and everybody, and I just really wanted to tour this band. So we kind of did it in rock and roll style. We had a tour van and brought our fabulous, wonderful tour manager, Rachel Hanley, a good friend of ours, and we really did it up and had a good time. And it's not easy to do with jazz, I have to say. And I hope we can do it again. I don't know if I have the energy, but I hope so. Kurt Konefke on cornet. Yeah. Ben Goldberg on clarinet. Jenny Scheinman on violin. So is she, I know. And the great Myra Melford on piano. Crazily enough, have a red eye to catch, so I'm not going to be around too long after the show, but I have two vinyls left, and I am determined to not fly home with any vinyls. So if you have, it's a great sounding record, and it comes with a digital download, so if you have a record player, which I hope all of you do, please buy the record. And we have CDs and the softest t-shirts you'll ever wear. And I'd love to thank Dazzle. Dazzle's been so great at bringing us here every year. So thank you so much. We're gonna play another tune. We're gonna play High Tea. Yeah. We're gonna finish off the set and the year with another tune I wrote for Toshi. This is called High Tea.